Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, spoke words of comfort and hope to his disciples to prepare them for his death, resurrection, and ascension. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. The disciples were not ready to learn, to accept the truth that Jesus would soon be arrested, tried, tortured, crucified, and die. Even on Easter morning, the disciples did not believe the report of the women who had witnessed the empty tomb. On the day that Christ Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples asked him if he would restore the earthly kingdom of Israel. Only after the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, did the disciples understand the work of Jesus Christ. His kingdom is not of this world, but is a kingdom of grace and mercy, given to those who trust in his sacrificial death and his glorious resurrection. The Holy Spirit inspired the prophets and the evangelists who recorded God's word for our salvation. The Holy Spirit calls each of us to faith in Christ Jesus through the spoken word and through the visible word of the sacraments. May our Lord grant that we hear the Spirit of truth, that we know he speaks of Christ Jesus for our salvation from sin and death. Amen.